But I don't want to leave swimming out the equation, given that we have got a superhero in swimming from Lancashire. And I wanted to get you some swimming advice from someone who's used to training the very best. Dr. Julie Bradshaw, MBE, nonetheless. Good evening to you.
Good evening, there.
Just run through, Julie, some of your swimming achievements, which are almost too long to list.
Yes, a little bit too long to go through now. Very simply, I started out when I was 13. Swam the length of Windermere when I was 14. The English Channel when I was 15. 16 was four-way Windermere. And it went on. The one thing that most people know me for is my butterfly solo channel world record swim in 2002. And then most recently, my 2011 swimming around Manhattan butterfly.
I just mentioned that. I mean, you're completely mad, Julie. Are you not training for anything specific next? Well, what is there to swim next?
Well, I think I mentioned the other day, we've got a world records relay attempt coming up at Windermere between the 11th and the 14th of August. We'll be doing the length of it 14 ways, an international team which I'm leading. We're raising money for Rainbow's Children's Hospice down in the East Midlands, which is where I live at the moment. And I'll be, more importantly, I'm going to be doing it in memory of one of my friends, Susan Taylor, who died, unfortunately, last year attempting to swim the English Channel. So she was actually going to swim in the relay.
So she died during the attempt, did she?
She did, unfortunately, yes. Obviously, a big shock to her friends and the family. But she was raising money for Rainbows as well, and Susan was going to swim in this relay, so I'm doing it in memory of her, as are the rest of my team.
It just puts into context the challenge, then, that you do face on some of these swims, Julie.
Yes.
And listening, we have got Dave Beavers, who is training at the moment for his first triathlon. He doesn't swim.
He doesn't swim. Well, he needs to come to me for some swimming coaching.
Right.
It's part of my business. I love to swim coach beginners, channel swimmers, you never know.
How many lengths have you got to do with a triathlon, Dave?
Well, this is just the first one's just like a novice's triathlon.
It's not
a 200-meter.
It's not an open water swim. The first
no,
one, is
it's
it?
A 200-meter brine. It's an outdoor brine pool outside Crewe, Nantwich. 200 meters. It's the swim. Normally, it's quite a bit further than that, but. This is just one for beginners and novices.
Julie, how quickly can you build up your endurance in swimming?
Well, it's all to do with the mindset. I mean, I heard you earlier say about not being able to do a run or anything from early on. I remember myself at university, I couldn't run a mile in my first year, and by the Easter, I'd done a half marathon. So if you put your mind to it, I believe you can do it. So build it up, just keep steady, and you'll get there.
And as far as the stroke, I mean, Dave at the minute is doing breaststroke.
Yeah, well, that's a great stroke to start on. In fact, my first ever open water swim with my parents going across Windermere was on breaststroke because I didn't want to put my head in the water. A little bit scared, as you can well imagine. And, I did it breaststroke, and obviously the following year I did freestyle. So, great place to start off, Dave.
As far as just lads, with triathlon and things, do you have to do freestyle or can you do any stroke you want?
You can do any stroke you want, yeah, definitely. I mean,
the reason I ask is that I've actually had a training session as well to try and do crawl, and I can do the stroke, Julie.
Right.
But it just gives me claustrophobia. Yet when I do breaststroke, I can put my head under and I can do length after length. Well, I can do 10. but there's something about doing the crawl that is very claustrophobic.
Well, part of it is the breathing, because with any other sport, you can just breathe naturally. With swimming, you've got to fit it into the stroke, and that's what a lot of people struggle with. It's all down to technique, confidence and relaxation in the water.
And the differences between swimming in a pool and then swimming in open water, how massive a switch is it?
Yes, it is a big switch, because obviously you can't put your feet down on the floor. You've got a massive expanse of water. I mean, fortunately, everything I do open water is very, very safe. I always have a boat. I always have full crew safety with me. I would never dream in going in open water without A, telling me where I'm going, or B, having a safety crew around me.
And what about currents?
Yes, always. There's always currents, you know, sea currents, lake currents. You've just got to be knowledgeable and be aware, because a lot of people do not know what water is all about. They just think, oh, there's the water, let's get in it like a swimming pool. And you've just got to be really careful.
Mm. What is it? I mean, you've just told us some of the swims that you've done. Just put that into context for us by saying the amount of time that you spend in the water when you are swimming, Julie.
Well, training or doing the actual swim, Alison?
Well, either. I mean, training, what do you do? You will be like a water baby. You probably spend more time in it than out of it.
Well, my nickname is Madfish, surprisingly enough, but I spend an awful lot amount of time in the water, especially when I'm training for a big one. I swim every day. You know, it has been known that when I'm training for a big swim, that I do, you know, one long swim a month, which can be anywhere up to 8 hours. Obviously, over the winter period, we're looking at swimming in a swimming pool, then transferring to open water as soon as it starts to get warm enough.
Yeah. Do you always swim in, like, dry suits?
No, I do it, in inverted commas, properly. Open water swimming, for me, I've grown up, is all about the challenge, the cold. I've always swam in just a costume, hat and goggles, and, I mean, fortunately, these days, the water is a lot warmer. At the moment, I believe Windermere is about 22.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, it was just unbelievable if it got to, you know, 14.
Apparently, yeah, the seas around the UK, the warmest they've been in many years.
Definitely, yes.
But the thought, I mean, I'm just watching the lads here sort of puffing out the cheeks as you're saying you do it just in your cosy.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm from Blackpool and I was used to the cold. My training ground is Windermere up in the Lake District, and I was just used to the cold, and I do prefer the cold more than the heat, to be honest with you. It's just a case of training and putting your mind to it and getting acclimatised.
Yeah.
I mean, fortunately, I can withstand cold water. I remember doing Loch Lomond back in 1980, and I think the water was, I believe, for my parents, was about 5 degrees, and I was in there for 13 hours. Unbelievable now, but I did it when I was younger.
She's earned a nickname, Madfish, hasn't she?
Yeah, so.
She sounds like...
Bonkers, yeah.
Well, hard.
Can I ask you, just obviously, these long swims she's doing for that amount of time, did you at any point get bored?
No. I enjoy being in my own little world. I think of anything that's going on, and it's the one time I ever get any peace and quiet with you.
Look, great talking to you, Julie. Thanks for sparing the time. Are you like all swimmers and up at the Cracker Sparrow, generally?
Not this morning, thankfully, but I have been known like 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock on a regular basis.
What's your hair like? What kind of condition is your hair?
Very good. I wear a great swimming cap to keep the chlorine off, and I use some good conditioner, and, you know, my hair's long, it's not straw-like, so there you go, not bad. I mean, I'm 50 years old now, so not bad after, well, 35, 40 years swimming.
And you cover yourself in whale blubber when you've got your cosy on to slap the old, you know, grease on when you go in the water?
It depends the length of the swim. Something like, like if you're going to be in about 10 hours, I do put a bit of grease on, which is lanolin, a bit of petroleum jelly. Obviously, if I'm just doing a relay,
yeah.
I don't bother. Just a bit of Vaseline to stop my costume and other parts.
Yeah, chafing. What do you smell like?
Come and smell. Have a smell when I'm doing the next swim, Alison.
Yeah, I'll be there with my nose. Listen, Julie, I'm insanely late for the news, but it's worth it just talking to you. Thanks so much for spending the time.
You're welcome, then.
Take care. Good luck.
Thank you.
Draw.